Your salad could be dangerous. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Kroger is recalling spinach sold at grocery stores in 15 states due to possible listeria contamination. The Fresh Selections tender spinach was sold in 10-ounce packages and had a best-if-used-by date of September 16th. The grocer said Wednesday that if customers did buy the recalled product, they should return it to stores for a full refund or replacement. Listeria can lead to severe illness for women who are pregnant or people who have weakened immune systems. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Frequent headaches can be caused by many conditions. Call Dr. Mark Kester at 895-1253 for a free consultation. A Cannon County man facing charges by Smithville police after passing a forged check in the amount of $30,000 at a local bank back in June. Chief Randy Kaplinger said that Thursday that Joey Mooneyham is currently being held in the Cannon County Jail for a violation of community corrections. A hold has been placed on him there for Smithville police in Rutherford County, where he's also apparently wanted on forgery charges. Tennessee Commissioner of Labor and Workforce Development Carla Davis announced Tennessee's unemployment rate for August increased to 8.5%, up from the July revised rate of 8.4%. The national unemployment rate for August 2012 was 8.1. That's 0.2 percentage points lower than the July rate. If you need a job, this might be for you. Amazon.com is in the midst of finishing up their new building on Joe B. Jackson Parkway, and the time to apply for a new Amazon.com job is now. Staff Management, SMX, in Murfreesboro hiring thousands of seasonal workers for the new Amazon warehouse. The Staff Management office is at 237 West Northfield Boulevard, Suite 104. Their phone number, 849-8473. I'm Ron Jordan. You're up to date, and this is WGNS News.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24-7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online. This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:13. Temperature outside 55 degrees, and tomorrow is the first day of fall. Hard to believe, isn't it?
It is.
Rita Shacklett with us. She is the director of the Lineball Library, and also Carol Gaddis is with us. Doesn't it feel nice out there, though?
That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Makes you want to go for a walk or cook out. I don't know.
Or go to a reading rally tomorrow.
Or go to reading in schools today.
There you go.
I know Lisa Mitchell was going to be with us, but she is actually reading in schools today.
That's correct.
And you can pick any school you want to and just go and you sign up at the front desk and they'll direct you to which classroom to go to. And you can bring a book with you or the teachers have books for you.
Right.
So it's easy enough. Now, reading in school, or reading rally, rather, that's taking place tomorrow. What time?
10 to 1. And we have it at our Lineball location, our Smyrna location, and Laverne Public Library is having one at their library as well.
And what kinds of things are going to take place?
Oh my goodness, Carol, tell them some of the stuff we have.
Well, we have the moon jump. We have, you can go in the bookmobile, will be parked, and you can see that. And we have a climbing wall, and a fire truck should be there. We have Wii games that kids can play inside, crafts, face painting, all kinds of activities.
My son always enjoys the climbing wall.
Oh, yeah.
That's his big thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's cool once he climbs to the top.
Exactly.
And that's all taking place tomorrow, and that's going to be at the Lineball Library location.
Yes, on the City Plaza.
What are some of the other locations doing?
Smyrna has some guest readers. They have some, like, carnival-type games and things like that for kids to do. They're out in Springs Park. They get to use the park area. So
they're not going to be at the library?
No, they'll be beside the library in the park area.
Okay.
So they have a lot of room to do more games and things like that. And then they'll have some characters. I think they have Snowbird and I'm not sure who the other one is.
So quite a few things going on at each reading rally location.
Right.
How many years has this been going on now?
I believe we're on our fifth or sixth year, maybe.
And did you start it?
Actually, Read to Succeed came to us, and the first year everything was at our location, and we had about 1,500 people to attend. It was great. And then after that, we decided maybe we should split it through the county so that people could go to something a little bit closer to where they were.
So this was started, I guess, under Ronnie Shaw at mm-hmm. Read to Succeed.
It was.
About 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's been a success ever since.
It's been great. We've only had 1 year at Line Ball that we've had to move it inside. And even then, it was really crowded and it was hot, but it worked.
Well, the weather's going to be perfect tomorrow.
Of course.
And first day of fall. How
That's
could it not
right.
be perfect? Is it always held on the first day of fall?
I don't think so. It's usually the fourth weekend of September.
Okay.
We try to keep it fairly consistent.
Now, you brought a book with you this morning.
I did. You know, you're never too old to be read to, Scott. And so I thought it might be fun just to read a quick little book to folks out there, just to kind of go back. For kids, you just get to enjoy if you're not at school. And for adults, just to kind of go back in your childhood and be read to once again.
And what is this book?
I brought Bark, George by Jules Feiffer.
And I don't know who Jules Feiffer is. Has Jules been writing a long time?
You know, I don't know. I just like the book. I'm sure that he has some. Yes, he does have some more. The Man in the Ceiling, A Barrel of Laughs, A Veil of Tears, I Lost My Bear, and Meanwhile. So
quite a few.
Yes.
I'm sure all available at Line Ball Library.
Oh, I'm sure. If not, we'll get them.
You guys have so many books there. Do you have a count as to how many?
System-wide, we have about 170,000 items, and those items can be moved from location to location. So if there's something in our Smyrna collection, yeah. you can put it on hold and bring it to Line Ball and pick it up here, or MGL, or Eagle, wherever you want to pick it up.
Hey, I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and I was thinking, you know, there's a lot of books here, but imagine the Line Ball Library. They have one of every book, so there's even more.
Oh, we have more than one of some books. So
you have multiple books
yes,
on some of them. Okay.
We do. If they're especially adult bestsellers and things like that, we typically have many more copies, and especially system-wide.
And how often or how soon after a book is released does the library get it?
We oftentimes pre-order. So before it's even out, we will have an order placed.
Wow.
Because there are certain authors that we just know are going to be popular, and so we just make sure we're ready to go when it's released.
Well, let's hear this book.
Okay, this is called Bark, George. George's mother said, "Bark, George." So George went, "Meow." "No, George," said George's mother. "Cats go meow. Dogs go arf. Now bark, George." So George went, "Quack, quack." "No, George," said George's mother. "Ducks go quack, quack. Ducks go arf. Now bark, George." So George went, "No, George," said George's mother. "Pigs go, dogs go arf. Now bark, George." So George went, "Moo." George's mother took George to the vet. "I'll soon get to the bottom of this," said the vet. "Please bark, George." So George went, "Meow." The vet reached deep down inside of George and pulled out a cat. "Bark again, George." George went, "Quack, quack." The vet reached deep, deep down inside of George and pulled out a duck. "Bark again, George." George went. The vet reached deep, deep, deep down inside of George and pulled out a pig. "Bark again, George." George went, "Moo." The vet put on his longest latex glove. Then he reached deep, 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 deep down inside of George and pulled out a cow. "Bark again, George." George went, "Oof." George's mother was so thrilled she kissed the vet and the cat and the duck and the pig and the cow. On the way home, she wanted to show George off to everyone on the street, so she said, "Bark, George." And George went, "Hello."
Obviously based on a true story.
Oh, yes. Yes.
How often do you read books to kids there?
We have story times at least 3 days a week. We do public story times in the fall and the spring and the summer. And we also work with preschools and daycares that bring in groups.
And registration is happening right now for those story times. So
that's
people
right.
need to come in for their 2, 3s, and 4s to 4-year-olds to come and register for story time.
So you need to register ahead of time.
Yes, you do.
And those take place 3 times a week, every week at the Lion Ball Library. Now, do they take place at the other libraries as well?
They do. Now, Smyrna does not have a registration because they have a very large room that they get to use, but we're limited on space with how many we can handle at a time, so we have to register.
What about iBooks, internet-related books and stuff like that? Do you have that?
I'm so glad you asked, because everybody thinks we're not going to do any business now that e-books are around, but we actually have a database through the state of Tennessee called Reads, and we have e-books that you can check out for up to 21 days. And the nice thing is they just disappear. So you don't lose a book, you don't tear up a book, you don't have overdue fines on a book. So if you have an e-reader of any kind, just stop by and see us and get your library card, and they're free.
And how many books do they have online for you?
Right now they have, I think it's about 25,000.
Wow.
And we are adding to our collection, as are others. The things that we purchase and put into that database will only be for our patrons.
Okay.
So there will be more to come. They're adding all the time.
How long have you had these e-reader books?
Several years now. It's been probably 4 years.
And it's real easy to log on and download the book?
Yes. You can do it to your computer, to your MP3 player. You can do it to an iPod.
To your MP3 player, so that you have books on tape or whatever
you call
them?
You can do like
audio books.
I mean, my husband listens to, I know he'll kill me, but he listens to them on his computer while he works.
Yeah.
So for him, that's great. I download them to an e-reader and to my iPad.
Well, that's cool, though, that you can download the audio versions of the book, too.
Yes.
Because if you're in your car or something, that would be nice.
Yes.
And you have audio versions of all the books?
Not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them.
Okay.
So you just look and see what format that they come in and what they're available in.
And what is the website to go to?
Go to our website at www.lineball.org, and you'll see, scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll see a blue box that says Reads. And if you click on that, it'll take you straight to the site where you need to go.
You know, every once in a while we hear discussions about the possibility of a new library in Murfreesboro. Is that something that is still forecasted or still talked about?
Well, I'll tell you, Scott, as I've told many people, I would not turn down a new building. We are out of space. Thanks to the foundation, we're able to do some remodeling and make a little more space at the main library. And I would certainly not turn down a new building. But to me, what benefits our public the most is to have more branches, so that it takes you 10 to 15 minutes to get to the closest library rather than 20 or 30.
So another branch someday is not out of the question?
We are looking at all the time. We're looking. So,
have you located any areas that you would like to be in?
The highest demographic growth areas are the Blackman area and Las Casas and Milton.
Las Casas,
mm-hmm.
really?
Mm-hmm. And we get calls frequently saying, are you ever going to build one out here?
So that is something that's still in the discussion boards, I guess.
We never stop looking because we want to grow.
Now, the library that's in Patterson Park, is that overseen by the Lion Ball Library?
It is. It is. And we have a lot of people who go to exercise or walk, and they go in, and especially we have what's called a playaway, which is like a little mini MP3 player that has a book downloaded on it. And they will go in and check those out and then go work out and listen to a book while they're working out.
So they actually take the MP3 player with them to work
mm-hmm.
out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a cool idea. Do you have that at the Lion Ball here?
We do. We do.
How long are you able to check that out?
It's a 2-week checkout period, just like a book.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have an e-reader, I guess. You can use the library.
And it's very simple to operate. It's probably about a 3-inch square little gadget. And it has a play button and a rewind. And
you just plug in your earbuds.
Yeah.
And you're ready to go.
That's really neat.
So, operates like the old cassette players or a CD player.
So any of the 25,000 books that are online, you can check out
there? Now, these are preloaded with a book. So there's one book per playaway.
So do you have to order a new playaway
mm-hmm.
each time?
For those, we do.
And is that a real expensive thing? I've never heard of those before.
A lot of people haven't. They are not tremendously expensive. They're probably cheaper than your CD books, books on CD, because some of those can run into $150.
Wow.
Because we only buy unabridged anymore. We don't ever do abridged.
So you have books on CD there at the library as well?
We do.
They're very popular with our business community, people that are in their cars. They pop in a CD and they listen to their books all as they travel. So those are very popular.
And you've got all sorts of books, I guess motivational type speaker books and all kinds of things.
Yes.
And I bet those are really popular.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are.
Fiction, nonfiction, whatever you want.
What does it take to be a member of the Lion Ball Library? How hard is it to get a card?
Oh, it's really difficult, Scott. I mean, if you've got an ID, a photo ID preferably, like a driver's license, or something with your current address, you just walk in and it's free.
It's free.
It's free.
And always has been.
It has.
It sounds great. Right now the time is 8:26. We're going to take a short break for the weather and the traffic, and then we'll be right back. Again, the time, 8:26. Temperature right now, right around 59 degrees. We'll get a more accurate picture of the temperature from Mandy here in just a second.
Titans, MTSU, Tennessee, Vandy, Predators. I'm George Plaster, and we're talking about all your teams 3 to 6 here on WGNS.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Kelton's on Old Fort Parkway near Gresham Lane and ask for John.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots. You know, there's something special about a family business, and you feel it when you go into Demas Restaurant.
This is Jim Demas. We've made an awful lot of friends. I'd like to ask for the opportunity to meet more and hope that you can visit with us soon.
Consistently delicious food at reasonable prices at Demas Restaurant.
This is Peter Demas, and I would love to see you come to our restaurant and enjoy a meal with our family.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
Weather Eye.
Sunshine for the forecast area today. Highs in the low 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 59. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber.
Right now, 61.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have one accident in the clearing stages, Leanna Road at Thompson Lane. We also have a lot of congestion still, Old Fort Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Fort Parkway at Casey Lane, and I-24 at 96. Traffic easing a bit on Broad Street at Church, also Broad Street at Memorial with traffic easing. A couple of accidents on I-24 West in the clearing stages should make it easier for you to get to downtown Nashville at this time. This weekend, it's the Nashville Flea Market at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. You'll find antiques, vintage crafts, collectibles, and much more. Rain or shine, it's Tennessee's largest flea market today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. The Tennessee Department of Children's Services has acknowledged 31 children whose care has been the subject of department investigations died during the first half of this year. 10 of the children were subjects of ongoing investigations by DCS. 17 children had been investigated by the department at some point. 4 children died while in custody of the state this year. Tennessee's unemployment rate last month nudged up from 8.4% to 8.5%. August was the fourth straight month that rate has increased. A Middle Tennessee pastor is accused of laundering money.
A Murfreesboro pastor accused of laundering money made from the sale of illegal drugs is facing federal charges. Officials say between May and December 2008, Michael Whitsey made $375,000 through the sale of narcotics, then deposited the money in various accounts.
TRN's Dan Idem. The Tennessee State Museum is holding a lottery drawing for schools that want to bring their students to see the original Emancipation Proclamation during a rare visit to the state next year. The document is rarely exhibited because of its sensitivity to light, but will be on display at the State Museum for 7 days in February.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
Germantown police have charged the elderly driver who crashed his car into two businesses with reckless driving. On Wednesday, 74-year-old Warren Lesmeister crashed through the cleaners and the nail salon special effects in Nashville. Three women in the salon were reported to be injured, one with a broken leg from being pinned to the wall. Police say Lesmeister had his foot on the wrong pedal. A convicted felon has admitted to killing a homeless woman during an argument inside his car this month. Police say Napoleon Harvey was in custody on a parole violation when he told officers he killed 39-year-old Stephanie Alexander and left her body in an alley. A half million more people visited the Great Smoky Mountains National Park through August than the first 8 months of 2011. The National Park Service says visits are up 8.8% over last year. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. You know, you can fake just about anything except car insurance. If you need affordable state minimum coverage, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for the real thing. Drive safe, spend less, Safe Auto.
This is Dave Kivenemi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment, rentals. This is Dave Kivenemi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Good morning. The time, 8:34. You're listening to WGNS. It is 59 degrees outside. Today, our guest, Rita Shacklett, the director of the Limebaugh Library, and Carol Gaddis, who is also with the library. And I want to mention that Lisa Mitchell was going to be with us this morning, but she decided to head to Reading in Schools Day early. And she is out there reading in schools today. I don't know what schools she's picked, but I'm sure multiple schools.
I'm sure she is.
Reading in schools is always a fun day, and a lot of kids really enjoy that, I'm sure.
They do. I'm actually going to Hopgood in a little bit and read to fourth graders. And I read to fifth graders the year before last. And like I said, kids are never too old to be read to, and they were wonderful.
Do you know what book you're going to read yet?
I'm not sure. I have several retold fairy tales, not necessarily in the way you would remember them.
We talked to Cliff Sharp and his daughter earlier this morning, and his daughter's reading a book about the Constitution. I don't remember what it was called, but she's reading to several different grades there at, I think, Las Casas.
Because this is Constitution Week.
That's right, it is. So I forgot all about that.
That's right.
I'm reading Green Eggs and Ham.
Ooh. That's always a favorite. Mm-hmm. What grade are you reading to?
I'm reading to preschoolers.
Oh, they'll love that then. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of things are going on with the library. One of the things are computer classes. Nobody would think computer classes at a library, but that's not the case. You do have computer classes.
We do. We have most every day, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays especially, we have a morning class and an evening class, one at 6 in the evening. They teach everything from basic computer, how to use your mouse, you know, from the very basics of getting started to developing your resume, to doing PowerPoints, Excel, spreadsheets.
Now, so, are these open to all ages?
They are.
So it's, I guess, a pretty easy class?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And a trained professional is the one who teaches the class, obviously.
Exactly, yes. We have people within our system that do classes, but also people from the community that come and offer their services and teach.
How long have y'all done computer classes at the library?
Since 1995.
Oh, wow.
Long time. With the Bill and Melinda Gates grant, we got our first computer lab.
Now, you've got basically a new computer lab now. You've got new computers.
We do.
When did all that take place?
2008, I believe it was, we got a grant from, a very generous grant from Christy Houston Foundation. We had no replacement computers at all, so we were able to replace all of our computers thanks to that grant.
And these are all up-to-date computers. What kind do you use there?
You would ask me that. I have no clue.
Are they Windows-based or are they
yes,
Mac?
Yes, they're Windows-based. I'm still pushing for a row of Macs, but they tell me that we don't have the money right now.
Those Macs are expensive.
I'm still dreaming, but we are looking at, right now we're trying to raise money to and get money in our budget to update to the latest Windows software.
So that's a big expense, I guess.
It is.
I didn't even think about having to do stuff like that.
We have over 100 computers system-wide.
Wow.
So you're talking license for all of those. It gets quite expensive.
How many computers are in the lab?
The lab?
We have 15 in our lab now. We've tried to make it a little bit smaller so that classes are more manageable. And we've moved actually all of our public computers upstairs, so the lab is enclosed and it's a much more friendly space for doing classes.
We probably have about 30 public PCs upstairs.
Now. So do you also have computers just on the floor for people to use, kind of like what MTSU does?
We do.
And how many of those do you have?
Counting what's in the lab, we have about 30 computers.
Okay.
So.
I bet a lot of high school kids come there in the afternoon and
do
their homework.
We have everybody.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we have Wi-Fi, so people can bring their laptop and just connect once they're in the library.
Right.
And I bet you have a lot of people just go there because it's
a
nice, quiet place.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but at least downstairs it's not a quiet place, but upstairs it's quieter.
You typically have authors who come in and visit every couple of months or so, and they talk about their books that they have written. When is the next author event going to take place?
We have actually changed how we're doing our local author events. We used to have it twice a year where we had a group of five or six authors come and share about their books and then sign and sell what they had. Now we are having individual authors come in once a month and set up a table down by our front desk so that patrons can see them as they come in the front door, and they can talk with the author face-to-face and buy their materials and have them signed. So we should have the next one. I want to say it's October 5th. I have to look at my calendar, but if you go on the Lineball website and look at our events page, you'll be able to find it.
I bet that's a fun event for the community because, you know, some people out there, they love their author and they love following the different books they've written.
We had the first authors that we had were Patricia Floyd and Mike Lawrence. That was the Blind Fisherman book, and we had so many patrons, people come in from the community to talk to them and get that book. They just loved that. So it was
awesome. I'm sure they enjoy talking about, you know, what sparked this book.
Yes, exactly.
What made you write this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how do they give open discussions where they take questions and whatnot?
Oh, yes, because they're just interacting with people as they come up to the table and talking to them. So they'll answer questions, and a lot of people come in that want to write or are interested in publishing, and, you know, they want to talk to a local author that's been through that process. How can I do that? And, you know, our authors are very helpful in telling their story about how they got published.
Are there a lot of writers in Murfreesboro?
Yes. We have a huge, I have a huge database of people that have contacted the library and say I'd like to either be a part of a book signing or share. Yes, I have probably several hundred authors that come through.
My cousin just wrote a book. He lives in Lebanon, and it took him, I think he said, about a year process from start to finish, getting everything ready to publish, getting it edited and all that, and it's now published. But don't ask me what the name of the book is. Well, I forgot.
You just tell him to contact me, and if he'd like to come do a book signing, we'd be glad to have him.
I'm sure he'd love to.
Okay.
And you also have some other things going on, such as the Smyrna Teen Area. That is something that is, what, new?
Yes. We are so grateful to Bridgestone, who gave Smyrna a grant of $9,000, and they were able to transform an area into a lovely teen, well, I guess I shouldn't call it teen, but it's a cool place. Well, they tell me it's not purple, but it's lilac and orange, but I like purple better. It's a really, really neat area that they've transformed for the teens to use, and we're so grateful to Bridgestone for being able to allow us to work with them and do that.
Is there a teen area in Murfreesboro as well?
There is one upstairs that we've kind of tried to create. We need somebody to give us a grant to help us.
Yes, we would like $10,000. Thank
That's
you
right.
very much. Yeah, well, we would like to make that buy new furniture, have some cafe tables and things like that for our teens as well.
And do some paint, because we have an active, what we call a TAB group, teen advisory board, that's made up of teens. We're trying to get teens into the library. It's not that they don't read, they just don't have the time to do, you know, the things that they did when they were a kid.
You know what I've had a hard time doing? After my son hit sixth grade, it's hard to get him to read.
Yes.
At fourth, fifth grade, he would read. But now that he's in sixth grade, for some reason, he doesn't want to.
And I think some of that is, and it's not a bad thing, but I think some of that is because they start having more required reading at school. And sometimes it just, I remember there's things that now I've gone back and reread that I had to read in high school and college, and I enjoy them now, but I didn't like them at the time.
But we have a wonderful teen youth services assistant that works with our teens, Tanner Eads, and he is doing weekly programs with our teens. They play Wii, they come in and they do poetry slams, they do special events where it's all teen related, and so it keeps the teenagers engaged in the library, in reading, in just realizing that the library is a great place for them as well, so that as they grow and age, they can continue to be active readers.
So the library is no longer a quiet place.
No, and it's not just about books anymore.
Right.
Well, it sounds like it. You've got tons of stuff going on there, and yeah. You do daily.
Yeah, we have a great graphic novel selection and a zine collection at Line Ball that our teens and even in the 20s and 30-year-olds love it as well.
A graphic novel selection. What is a graphic novel?
A graphic novel.
Like a comic book?
Kind of.
It's an upgraded comic book. I wouldn't call it a comic book because it's so much more than that. But it is an artistically decorated book, but it's a story. It's very interactive. They're wonderful. Some of them are just amazing how beautiful they are, and the stories are great. I mean,
almost like a picture book for adults.
Yeah.
Like dramas, adventure stories,
everything,
all kinds?
Everything. It's not just your Spider-Man, Superman kind of things. There are other things as well.
Well, that sounds neat. And also you have a monthly book signing. I guess that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yes,
is that the same as the Pen Pal Author event?
No. Our friends of Line Ball Library have been doing this for, I guess this is either year, I think this is year 21, that they bring in a children's author. And they make anywhere from 5 to 7 visits to different schools. And they do a program at each school and talk about the process of writing and what's involved and how they write and things like that, and talk to the children in the schools. And then we always have them at the library. And this year we have Kristen O'Donnell Tubbs, who is actually from Hendersonville. Her most popular book probably has been Selling Hope, and she has another book coming out the 13th something in January. And so she will be coming on Tuesday, so she'll be at the library for an open book signing and book talk at 7 o'clock in the children's area.
So this is for kids, and it teaches and the kids
adults,
how to write?
Yes.
Okay.
So anybody that's interested, we'd love to have them.
Is this something that happens every month?
It happens every September or October.
Okay. And it's called Pen Pal Author.
Pen Pal Author.
And what time does that take place?
It takes place at 7 o'clock.
And do you have to pre-register for that?
No, just show up. And there will be books available just to purchase as well.
And the open lab, I guess the computer lab, that's open to the public on certain days of the week?
We have an IT group at Limeball that are always available, but they're setting aside special times, and you can go on our website to the computer page and find out when. But we just had our first one last week. If you've got specific issues with computers that you want help with, they're using this time as an open lab where all the IT staff are available, and they can just be there to answer questions. So it's not a set class, but it's made for our patrons to come in and ask specific questions.
So where do you get your lab technicians from? Are they MTSU professors? How do you find them?
They are dropped in our lap. We have one gentleman who has been with us for probably 10 years or more, I guess, who's retired military, and we just hired him as a regular library clerk, and it just kind of evolved because he loves computers and knows a lot about them. Our system administrator actually worked for the DNJ several years ago for a number of years, and is a lot self-taught, but very smart, very much involved in the community, and he was born and raised here, so he loves this area and loves the library, grew up in the library, and has some great ideas. So just smart guys.
Are they familiar with not only Windows but also Mac?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's hard to come by, I'd say.
I say that. They'd better.
Yeah, I think they are.
Hopefully they are.
I think they are.
Right now the time is 8:47. We got to take another short break. Our guests today include Rita Shacklett, the director of the Limeball Library, and also Carol Gaddis, who is with the Limeball Library. Again, the time is 8:47. We'll take a look at the weather here in just a second and also the traffic.
For years and years, I've been telling you about Bell Furniture. Perry Bell buys in trailer truckload quantities and passes the savings on to you. First quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture. I know you've heard about Jameson's Marriott mattress. It's half price at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
WeatherEye.
Sunshine for the forecast area today. Highs in the low 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 59. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 61. Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
If you play youth football, we've got the best deals in town. This is Scott with a reminder to all Mustang, Blue Raider, and City League youth football players to come in for the name brand pants, helmets, pads, and more at Played Against Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We have one accident in the clearing stages, Leanna Road at Thompson Lane. We also have a lot of congestion still, O'Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, O'Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, and I-24 at 96. Traffic easing a bit on Broad Street at Church, also Broad Street at Memorial with traffic easing. A couple of accidents on I-24 West in the clearing stages should make it easier for you to get to downtown Nashville at this time. This weekend, it's the Nashville Flea Market at the Tennessee State Fairgrounds. You'll find antiques, vintage crafts, collectibles, and much more. Rain or shine, it's Tennessee's largest flea market today, tomorrow, and Sunday. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
The Tech Life, helping you buy, set up, and use technology.
Just remove all that worry, all that stress.
The Tech Life, where Murfreesboro's tech support.
I trust him to babysit my child, you know, and I trust him to tell me which television I need based on my wants and my desires.
Visit us at thetechlife.net.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Good morning. The time, 8:50. You're listening to WGNS. Our guest today, Rita Shacklett, the director of the Lion Ball Library, and also Carol Gaddis, who is the head branch librarian at the library. Did I get that right?
Close enough.
All right. You also have some other things going on, including a partnership program with the schools.
We do, Scott. We are really excited about this. I started out talking with the county schools in the spring, last spring, right before school was out, and then I started working with the city schools on a little pilot project that we're doing. But basically what we're doing with the city and the county schools is we are issuing library cards through their libraries there because of the databases and the ebooks and things that we have. If students have a library card or teachers, they can have access 24/7 to those databases and those ebooks. And so we wanted to get library cards into the hands of these students and the teachers. The pilot project with the city schools, we are working with Mitchell Nielsen Primary, Mitchell Nielsen Elementary, and Hopgood, and actually using the school's courier service, their Pony Express, and students and teachers will be able to place holds on items, and the books will be picked up by their courier service and taken to the schools, and then they'll pick up things that need to be returned to us. And so if this works, once we get all the kinks and everything worked out next fall, we'll probably add the rest of the city schools. But we're starting to issue library cards through the schools.
That's going to greatly increase the number of library cards out there.
It is. It is. And so much now is done outside our four walls. It's not just about coming into the library anymore.
On the e-books, is there an unlimited supply of a certain book, or is there only, can you check out one at a time? How's that work?
It's just like a book. If somebody has it checked out and there's only one copy, then you have to put a hold on it.
I guess because you have to buy the rights to each individual
right.
book.
That's correct.
And with the county schools, are you more focusing on the high schools, or are you looking at also some of the elementary?
Okay. We've just had to order 10,000 more library cards, so they don't even
10,000.
They don't even have their library cards yet. Between the city and the county schools, we have 58 schools, and so even if I give them 100 cards each, I would have wiped our stock out. So we had to order more.
And you're going to have to redo this every single year,
right?
Because you got new kids coming in each year,
right?
And I guess your goal is for them to grow up in the library and come back once they get older.
Right, and we're trying to make it easy for people.
How many books are checked out on a monthly basis?
Let's see. At Line Ball during the school year, we'll probably average daily between 1,500 and 2,000 books a day. Now, that's just at Line Ball.
I had no idea.
Summertime, it'll go between...
About 3,000.
Yeah.
2,500 to 3,000
in the summer.
A day.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, when you look at the population count, that means a big percentage of the population is indeed checking out books.
We have over half of our service population, which includes everything but Laverne. We have about half of, a little
no,
over
about
half.
63% is what is we're averaging right
okay.
now.
Of the population has a library card.
63%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great number.
Yeah.
I mean, do other library systems have that kind of number?
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I'm sure we're the best.
Well, it sounds like it. I mean, 63% of the population is
a big
thing.
Well, my goal is 75%. I mean, I'd love 100, but I'm not going to.
That's a lofty goal.
But I do think that this initiative with the schools is a wonderful way, not just to get more cards issued through the library and people exposed to the library, but it's also a great management of resources, because as schools suffer with cut budgets and things like that, we are helping and partnering to provide resources for them that they don't necessarily have the money for. So it's a win-win for both of us.
As one of the media specialists told me, she said, our collection has just quadrupled by being allowed to do this, because now our collection is part of their collection. I mean, it's available now, and so they have those at their fingertips.
Now, do you take donated books if somebody has a big collection?
We do. What we recommend is our friends have a bookstore on P2 of the parking garage, and if donations are made to them, you can drop them off at any time. They sort through every single book, and anything they think we need, they'll bring up to us. And the other things they will sell, and then we benefit from those profits because they buy stuff for us all the time.
And this is in the city parking garage?
It is.
How long has that been there?
Oh, my goodness. Probably 15 years or more.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Shows how often I go in the city
parking garage. That is our friends, probably their biggest money maker.
Yeah, they have a book sale once a month.
They do, on the third Saturday of the month from 9 to noon.
Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, but you wanted to get in the genealogy classes. What are the genealogy classes?
Well, we have a historical research room at Line Ball, and we have a volunteer that comes. She comes sometimes more than once a month, but regularly once a month we open up that room to people that are looking to study their family histories and need help getting into some of the databases or looking at some of our materials. And this volunteer, and we have more than one, they are wonderful in helping them get started. And sometimes they bring in special speakers, like the archivist from Rutherford County, John Lodell, comes in and shares. So they have wonderful groups of time to work on those genealogies.
So information like what's available on Ancestry.com,
exactly.
Is that the same type of thing that you can get at the library?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. We have it. You can get, and if you have your library card, you can get into Ancestry.com free.
Really?
Yes.
That beats paying the $19.95 every couple of months,
exactly,
or whatever the price
is.
Exactly, yep.
And so you can go to the library and search your family. And I've done that before on Ancestry, and it's really interesting. I mean, it really does bring up old documents.
It does. Mm-hmm.
I brought up the marriage certificate for my great-grandfather, and that was interesting. Obviously, I've never seen that before.
Right.
But the things you can bring up on there are amazing.
It is.
And we have cemetery records, census records, and not just – we focus – primarily first on Rutherford County, then Tennessee, and then those states where they typically migrated from.
Like Virginia. Sometimes we have a good collection of Virginia records,
right,
from Virginia.
And can you print that stuff out at the library?
You can make copies, yeah.
No charge there?
I think
it's about 15 to 30 cents a copy, but depends on what it is.
Yeah.
We only have like 2 minutes or a minute and a half left, but while we're talking a little bit about history, you can also search old newspapers at the library.
You can. We have a huge collection of microfilm and microfiche that they can, we have readers that they can use to search and to print from some of those.
And how far back do those newspapers go?
Daily News Journal goes back to when it was the Home Journal.
The Home Journal, which mm-hmm. was, what, 18-something?
Yeah. I've forgotten the dates on it, but the News Journal, I think when it became News Journal in, what, the 30s,
yes,
maybe?
I'm not sure.
So.
But we have all the microfilm, and we continue to get the new issues from the state.
Well, that's neat.
As well. So.
And there again, you can print out the mm-hmm. different things that you see, the articles, the ads, the old-timey ads.
Right.
Neat stuff to look through.
It is.
Our guests today have been Rita Shacklett, the director of the Line Ball Library, and also Carol Gaddis, who is the head branch librarian at the library. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Right now the time is 8:59. We're about 30 seconds away from 9 o'clock. Stay with us. We'll check on the weather, and we'll also check on the news here in just a minute.